This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In Galatians 5:13, we have seen that Christians are called to be free, but we are not to use our freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Too often, the first question that comes in our minds when we hear that we are free is, free to do anything we want? Let's answer that question. Freedom without boundaries is not true freedom. For example, freedom to drive a car around a curve in the road is dangerous if you exceed a certain speed. Freedom of speech needs boundaries as well. Paul warns in Galatians 5:15, if you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other. Then we need to realize we are not an island to ourselves. We are responsible to and for each other as believers, according to Galatians 6. Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. But watch yourself, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Each one should carry his own load. As we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. God gives us freedom, but we are accountable to God how we live out that freedom. Paul declares, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life." We're called to be free, but we are only free to do what we want if our heart's desire is to please God and enrich others.